right and beginning of this short, hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 right and beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 right, beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 right and beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
Can't tell one from the other. Bertie got some of this non-dairy the other day. Liquid stuff made out of soybeans and the Lord knows what all of that. And we didn't realize that it was non-dairy stuff. We got it.
Non-dairy.
So there's no milk or cream or anything. It's just soybeans and preservatives and what else.
Well, over in China, and I went and ate some of those Chinese, and they were starting out of health foods, you see.
Yeah.
And they started with soybeans.
Thank you.
big old mountain because they know it's the opportunity.
And yeah. Right.
I know all that is. It's a stuff. It's a good name.
That's my idea. That's all. The best man I've ever in my life. What do you think from there? Good number. And now you're going to put the $500 back and forth. Oh. Bill, you know you sit down.
You tell me if you don't, I'll put Mr. Griffin on you. I'd go in about 2 to 4 and you're going to
make 5 feet. That's right, not the season,
too. Right?
Yeah. 5 times? Yeah. You go quite over London, man. Yes, I'm trying to engage the floor. How are you going to pay $1,000? It left a few finer for $500. And that thing, you could buy a whole combo desk for $50 a thousand.
Hard to read.
My dad had a cross up there in the house. And he had sold him in a thousand for the end of the $10,000. There's a little buddy of mine up in North Carolina. He's cutting me some hardwood. I'm going to phone back to you there in about a month to pick it up.
Is that ready to pick
it up? That's right. It's about dry enough now for me to start to work on. I'm cutting me some hardwood, cutting some yellow pine. Thank you.
I'm going to get a few things done. Some of it's going to be.
Yeah, somebody.
Right.
Well,
Yeah, I was on the verge of shutting down completely. Sitting down that field, but I don't need to be local with around here that long, aren't we? But I'm down the station just this afternoon, about 2:30, 3 o'clock. About 6. They didn't die fast. Yeah. But he hit that too, see, and I got tired of that truck.
Well, he got tired of that too,
though. Yeah. He called the man price, and he tell me something else, see.
Well, he'd handle the money and pay you.
That's right. Probably take a good look off the street. He pays about 20%. Well, see, I'm out there on my own, you know. I tell a man I get $350 for taking a load of horses to New Holland, Pennsylvania.
And you got no
pay. I didn't have to pay nobody. I do the collection. That's it. He cost me about, it cost me about $200. That's around there.
It's not all
crazy. Yeah, it's like I said. I feel good. I enjoy. And I said by myself, I don't have to listen to nobody blue. I can tell them all of this data. Got that radar set up over there. It'll come in on my CD. It's all the static on my CD, so I know to slow down and give him the right category.
If they're up there, they're more likely to get that
signal. That's right. I will get that signal because it'll come in.
And they wouldn't be up there without the
work truck. Well, if they are up there without it, maybe I'm doing 5-10 miles above speed limit. If it's not on, I don't come on my radio. If it can't, if they got it on, it'll come on my radio.
And they can't tell
without it? No. They can tell I'm going mad hard to get there. You get a whole thing. Hardwood, you know, you know, give you a hard time. Most of the time, you can just about eat it.
Now, when they pick you up now, they don't ask you for pocket change.
No.
That's
pretty crazy,
isn't
that
awesome?
Not
pretty good.
Now,
do you have to go in and do that?
In some cases, yeah. But I have. Well, they put money on the damn lake and it cost me $500, then. That's different. Well, now, see me, if they catch me, I wouldn't go in. I just give them a AAA card and say, look, Carl, that's just the $5,000. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they turn the card back then.
Oh, they just hold that card?
Yeah. That card is worth $5,000 on the left bond.
That's it. I mean, you need all that.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, then, give me. You got to lose one, doctor. You got to lose one.
And they cost a dollar, you
think? It cost you nothing. That's all right. That's the message they got. They got to be AAA and they're using that.
So, you can post bond.
I can post bond. I can post $5,000 for you.
Go
ahead
and tell you something. You know when you first started out here?
Yeah. I know it was early in the spring, but it isn't what year.
Well, it's 69. And Barbara
came. This year ain't good. I got more than half. But that's worth $5,000.
See, here's our Barbara.
Yeah?
Came that fall.
That's right.
And by the time she got here, you were just walking in here, and she was sitting down there and talking to the chief about horses in. Well, you see, you were in on everything you did out here. It's just like today. See, Jack and Brady got here just a little while before you did.
Yeah.
And the way it used to be, if anything was going on out here,
I was in the
middle. You are all of them, all the children, so yeah, in the right middle. Now that's the way it works, you see, up through
1972. That's when I got.
Yeah.
That's when I took some headaches. And got the. I was still out there then, after working in that hay right out there. The headaches, the body couldn't sit on that tractor.
You don't have to. Out here, you see, Molly,
She jumped up, straight up in the air on, all four of them, off the ground.
Yeah.
She didn't walk 20 foot out in that field there, but she raised up all four of them off of the ground, and her and that little pony horse of mine run. They run up there, and they knew it was something. I thought they were going to have to catch some time up. They were going to overdo themselves.
Well, now you see, there's a lot of little incidents like that, somebody's got to put together.
And now that's what happened.
So, let me tell you, because you think that that's not here, they haven't happened anywhere else. Now, you know that.
That's right.
Now, we've had all this up and down out there. We've had these I think the dullest time.
I gotta go run the window shut.
Oh, it looks like it's
over.
I've got about four more loads, four or five more loads of horses to get from the thing. Four or five more weeks. And I'll be, if my equipment holds up, then I'm going to lease it out. Like I said, I'm going to be big here for just a little bit. I'm going to lease my equipment off. Ford, 3/4 ton. So I had to get rid of that one ton on kind of all three feet.
Oh, is that funny?
Completely under RCC regulations. I think RCC don't have nothing to do with me. dirt like in Kentucky, no way, they come in the fight. But neither my trailer nor my truck will go over 5,000 pounds.
That's where they start.
That's where they start. They get over 5,000 pounds, where they start. And if you got a gas tank, they don't, they're not pressure tested, they really tell you. And you ain't got lights where they're going. They start again. You ain't got emergency equipment. They start again. And they keep adding up. The first thing you know, you got a $500 fine. And you got to pay it for money. And they don't buy that. Where it is, I'm legal on any man's road except in Tennessee, and I have to give them $10 for a field. And they let me alone in. I'll buy a field from it when I get back up there, if I ever get back up there. Just to keep them off my back. I'll give them $10, just to keep them off my back.
Why didn't you start out this way? You just had to work into it.
I just had, you take a baby. They got to crawl before they can walk. Well, that's the way with me. I had to start down there and start crawling. Then I got to like a walk, and then I got my feet slapped out from under me. I fell over and you fall.
You get your feet slapped out from you. As many times as anybody I ever saw who had as much experience as you had.
Well, it was my hair, of course.
Well, I think it it wasn't your health just like your feet then.
No. But
did you take all the papers down here
with them? Yes, and they're out there in the right outside.
In 1972, I was getting along real good down here. There was nothing getting forward to make the money.
Yeah, that's right.
I got those with severe headaches. And I wasn't worth a damn of a hole in it. For me, myself, or nobody else. I got that taken care of. We got started back again. And this I'm coming back. I'm going to lay down.
That truck you had, that good truck you had, I thought that was just ideal. But that weighed too much.
That weighed too much.
That put you up in the ICC track.
That's right.
And when you cut on your truck, you had to cut on your trailer too.
No. My trailer's the same.
Same one.
It's the same one. I can haul as much weight. I just got a bigger engine and so forth in this little truck than I had in the big truck. It cost me more to operate, but I can operate.
Good job.
I was getting 12 and 13 miles a gallon on that big truck, and I'm getting 10 and 11 on this pool. If I got that big 290 V8 in. And here, I just see the army. I don't pay a name on it.
How many horses did you pay?
I took 12 one day. And I took 10 of them. And I got two of my own one this
year.
And I just laid away. It doesn't look like rain right away.
It doesn't.
Put some black clouds better than that. They're not solid.
Yeah. Well, now, you rebuilt something. Did you rebuild something?
Mm-hmm.
What did you rebuild?
I think I put that off there. That's the one I found correct and pull all 3 feet. First day of last July, this July will be 2 years ago. I got out of the hospital on the 28th day of June.
You mean that's that same one?
That's that same one, right out there.
Well, where has it been all this time?
I've had it.
Well, you had it, you just didn't do anything with it.
Oh, yes, I pulled my big trailer with it for a long time. When I first got that trailer, I pulled the trailer with that truck right up there.
So what did you do with the thing?
I bought that big truck, and then I just parked it and moved it around the house.
Oh, I see. But you had that all the time.
Yeah.
You had both of
them. I had both of them.
And now you got the big one going?
I let the big one go and got a 340 ton Ford. 68 model. And I bought a 55 Chevrolet to both. 340 ton. The walk and yet. But I will walk.
Well, now that's the
that's like I say, I ain't walking. I'm going to be a road. I'm getting out here, get on the road. I take a slow 50 mile an hour pace, 55. And I can drive from here to Westchester, the Pennsylvania, quicker than Paul Bond, Sam, and Fox, Davy's luck. He gets out there and he's on 65, 70, 80 miles an hour. Then when he gets in town, the cops are after him. First thing you know, he's been stopped. And he's done messed up and lost 4 hours. I'm done 200 mile on up the road, so.
We never start driving down. We just have 50.
Yeah,
55 to drink. But nobody can stand and go and get so.
Going down these long roads, I take my foot off the gas and let it go. And I get just about to the bottom, I'm doing about 50, 60 miles an hour. I give it the gas, and I go right on the road.
You got enough,
you know, you're there on your truck.
And when you get up to brow that hill, you're letting up a little bit.
Okay. You begin to let up. You may cut back to 38, 40 miles an hour. But then, you get just a little bit, and you're back up to 50, 52 miles an hour. And if you drive that all day long, you'll be surprised at how far you can go in one little bit. And then you're not wore out, you're not used to it. You're
going to put on your nerves with you. Now, let me tell you something. You're pretty, we play it. You know, you got to use a judgment. You got to have a thing. All these fellas that do work longer, much less to show. I tell you, this fella that took all them pictures, what's his name?
Leonard Buck.
Old Leonard Buck. Now, he's a nice fella.
Yeah, sir.
But he was irresponsible. He wouldn't do a thing he said he'd do. And he never did work out.
No.
All right, he takes that fella with the long hair and the pigtails. We used to give you the treats over there. He'd come over there on Sunday when you go over that street. And you'd come over here pulling your hair.
How old is that rifle now?
Father.
Father. Mother father.
Yeah. Now you see, he come out here and he got what he wanted and we never hear from him anymore.
That's right.
He got what we wanted. He got what he wanted. But we didn't get anything.
We were unemployed. That boy was pulling my phone. I'll be sitting there relaxed, just taking it easy. I'm telling you, we walk in the door and bottom and fall down. And no question about it.
Hear me, sir?
Yeah, we're getting straightened up, but I'm telling you, we're about to rock both of us, huh?
We had a whole lot of lost effort.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah. Now what are they doing? They're out there in Texas, never even got a postcard from them. And they were nice. All of them were nice people.
Yeah.
First rate people. So, somehow we got a hold of the we got a hold of the wrong element there somehow.
Ricky.
Yes,
I guess he is about the most appreciative of the whole bunch. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I do. I think he appreciates the opportunity and the effort that we put forth here more than anybody else.
Channel one right, around 500 or 600. And the end of this short visit and hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long is this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel one right, around 500 or 600 or 700 or 800. And the end of the visit with Cookie is Hectic Visit with Cookie and Jack Long. This Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Huh?
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Wool.
Yeah. Price has gone up right much on that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess the price is pretty good. Ordinary sheep, I'm not sure. About 7 to 8 pounds of wool.
I didn't know that.
We had some of them Lincoln sires, some old babies up there. Some of them were about 15 pounds of wool.
Jeez.
Big Lincoln sires. White legs and white face. No, I don't know about them. After I got rid of my sheep, the neighbor just above me there, oh, he had 15 or 20 sheep. He bought this big Lincolnshire buck. He was just stand up that hard. He was a big one. I was going up one morning, he came drawing milk. And I had my milk time, he was going up and stopped to get his. And Callis was up above the road, and kind of grayed up there, see. Jerry was he was quite a big question man. Coming along down, he had a pat of pairing for the potatoes. Coming along down, and I see that buck coming around the back of that house, you know. And I hollered to Jerry to look out for the buck. But he didn't hear what I said, and he stopped and he said, "What?" And just as he stopped that old buck hitting, you know. Well, my God, you all see them pairings fly. They come down all around me there just like snowflakes. I had one of them bucks hit me one time. There was another fellow of mine was measuring a building to see that putting some roofing on it. And I was on one end of a 50-foot tape, and he was on this other fellow was on the other end. Jesus, that old buck hit me and he just carried me right down through to that other fellow, you know, right on his head. And then he dropped me off and tried to stomp me, see? Well, this other fellow picked up a piece of two before he laid there. And all right, I'll hit him over the head. Well, you know, the old buck would shake his head and back up and come again, you know. And the fellow just sidestep him and hit him again. Well, every time he'd go back, he'd go a little bit farther, see? And when he got back far enough, the fellow jumped over the fence and said he had a brand new linen tape. And you know that doggone buck chewed that all up. And he chewed that all up, so then I had to buy the fellow a new tape.
Miss Eason, get up there. That's young Jack, that's all for you.
You trying to get me contrived?
No, that's I just got some good iron for you.
Already shared when you got them.
I guess. I can't resist it. But now, if we got to believe it, we had to let it go, and then we have to pick it up again. Well, there was the price was much went down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we let it go. And I don't know what do you get.
You take a leg of lamb if it's cooked right, that's good, too.
Well, we have had lamb. And you know there's not much meat. What it is, it's just meat.
They were starting to raise a lot of soybeans up in New York there when I was just
there. Well, that's far back.
They were going to do a big thing with soybeans. They were going to make automobile bodies out of them now, but I guess that never materialized.
Well, they turned to petroleum products.
Yeah.
Make everything out of petroleum.
Huh?
Make everything out of petroleum.
Yeah.
Well, that's
something. All the questions.
Got it in the truck.
Let me see.
Let me get that.
the one you got?
Yeah. She's election for the people, just the same as the election down here.
Well, we don't have anybody
just like that. Looks like Kate Smith, huh?
Yeah.
She was back in the truck.
Congratulations, you said, Tom Fred. From the Senate, Loretta Fox Gray.
Loretta Fox Gray. Well, I don't know whether I did or not.
Sam, that's 2 8 8.
So.
They call him and his work brother, didn't they?
Yeah.
Clinton County. Are they close to you?
The Clinton County is up in the northeast corner of the state.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't run into those fellows.
Yes, I knew them all.
You tell
them? Yeah. I traveled the state all over.
Well, now he's the county
chairman. Yeah, county up there in Clinton County.
Well, he didn't get out of an office like you did.
Not so much.
He stayed in the office.
He was a county chairman up there, the same as I was county chairman in Madison County. But they didn't get around and have as much, didn't take as much real activity in the union as I did.
Yeah. With that, you partly on the county chairman?
Huh?
You partly on the county chairman?
Well. They'd call and you know, somebody put on some meetings and one thing or another.
There's a lot of advertising.
Yeah.
You
know.
Now that did all the counties? All the counties have that many in the committee?
No, not all of them.
How many
did
you have?
Well, we only had five.
Five?
Yeah. Yeah, they worked pretty good, didn't they?
that the state committee?
That's the state.
Well, you didn't run into them, though.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, I didn't know them.
This fellow's face was familiar. Did we
Frank,
talk?
Frank Brill.
Did we talk about him?
Yeah, well, he lived there. Yeah, he lived right about 10, 12 miles from there.
Well, what do you think about him?
Jefferson County, that's another one way up in the northeast corner.
Well, I'm trying to find where we were talking about. Lewis County.
That's the way I look when I have all of my hair.
Well, you and Jack can compare notes about that when you had all your hair. No steel helmet either.
Now what about this woman there?
She was that Frank Brill's daughter. They had a big farm, big Holstein farm. Had a lot of Holstein, purebred Holstein cattle. They call it the monofarm farm.
Well, the Holstein is a country,
huh? What?
The Holstein is a country.
Yeah. They get more milk than any of the rest of them.
And, Pesto, Henry Pesto, now, he's not in your county?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hamilton's the name of the
place,
yeah. Yeah. And he's the other one,
he's a Polish fellow, and he was about as tough as they make him. He's kind of a well-built fellow with broad shoulders and a short neck. And he used to be there at Hamilton, at Colgate University. And he used to get down there at Colgate and wrestle with professional wrestlers down there. Well, then I used to put on a lot of dances, barn dances and one thing or another. We hadn't had a dance every week. So, for this one dance, and I had a square set on there, and I was dancing on this set here, and he's dancing on the set over here. They call for swing your partners, and he come over there, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he swung me right around, and my feet were going right around the electric light bulbs up there, and I couldn't get him down. You know, he just, why, if he'd ever let go of me, I'd have went 20, 30 feet off in a heap.
Well, you can tell
looking at
that next there. Yeah.
You
can tell. He's filled up in there. What's that reference to
the
steel helmet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Huh? No steel helmet. Yeah, no steel
helmet.
Yeah. His head was
pretty high.
Yeah, that milk strike up there. I went through four different milk strikes. This one milk strike, we were trying to close, this one village had three different plants in it. The Dairyman's League plant, we thought we had it closed up, but there was a big load of milk come in there. And I never could find out where the rotten eggs come from. But there was probably 100 rotten eggs sold. You know, they hit all over that truck, and The driver there, the one hit him on the hat. He had on one of them straw, stiff-rimmed hats, you know. One hit him here, and he jumped up like that, and just as he jumped up, one hit him right here. He's even that rotten egg, you know, run all down over him. Well, they went over to the, they went into the plant over there, and they come out, and they washed the cans off, and they steamed them, and they washed them again, and steamed them two, three times, and they finally thought they got the smell off it, so it wouldn't affect the milk, because, you know, milk will take any odor there, quicker than that. And they run the milk in. Well, after they got the milk in, you see, they were shipping the milk out in them days in 40-quart cans. The milk plant stopped, you know, and they roll them right along in there, see. And, well, they milk train come, and I see this fella here and another guy go down the railroad track, and they had a piece of new rope. Probably 12, 14 feet long, maybe a little bit longer than that. I wondered what the heck they were going to do with that rope. By golly, you know, when that train pulled out, they boarded it. They went right up on top. They tied that rope to the catwalk and went right down over the edge and opened up the doors on the side. And when they got down to the next station there, the milk was running right out the door. Them fellas were down there and they just dumped that milk and let it run.
You had too much milk, you had a
regular
milk train.
Oh, yeah. There was one night, there was four of them milk tankers come through the village of Madison. That was about 6 to 8 miles from where I was. And they stopped them. They happened to see them, and they run them off the road and stopped them. And they claimed that they had skim milk. Well, one truck, I guess, did have skim milk, but the other three was whole milk, see, that they were trying to run through from some other county, running through my county. Well, they stopped it there, and they called me, and by the time I got over there, they pulled the spigot off in the back of it and let the milk run. Gee, and they run right down the road, run down into a fellow's cellar, went right in a cellar window, you know, and run in his cellar. And my brother was fire chief there in the village of Madison, and they got him out of bed to get the fire truck down there to pump the milk out of the cellar.
Well, what was he doing with the Is that all he did, the fire?
Fireman?
Yeah.
No, he worked in the garage. Driving a tow truck. That's about all he done was somebody had an accident and he'd go and tow it into the garage. Jesus, and they kept him busy too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he was busy about all the while running that tow truck.
I didn't know they had that kind of accident.
Oh, yeah. Sure, sometimes, you know, there'd be somebody that lived in Madison, man, that'd be off somewhere and get smashed up, and then they'd call him. Maybe he'd have to go 100 miles and get him and bring him back.
They'd say I'm just abandoned.
Yeah. I tried to preach non-violence to them, but you know, you get a bunch of them fellas out in the picket line, you can't tell what they're going to do. It's just the same way right down here now with these railroad strikes. There's always a few that's looking for something like that to get in to de-damage something.
And what they're looking for is pretty much confined.
Well, I know sometimes they can. I know the county next to where I was, there was a Polish fellow there that had a big farm, and he was the county chairman there. But he was pretty radical, you know, and he was when anything would come up, why, I'd get a telephone call from the state office, go over there and calm Teddy down. sometimes I'd have a job on my hands, try to get him tamed down a little bit, you know. You take them Polish fellas, boy, when they get it going, they're ugly little places.
Quite
simple.
Yeah.
And
you had a pretty good time, though.
Yeah. Well, there was quite a few come in around my locality there. They made the Munsville plows and the time machinery there. They had a big counter. And there was a lot of them Polish people come in there as molders. Working in the ironworks there, you know. Well, then the old people were working the ironworks and the young lads there, and when they got up, well, they'd want to get on the farm. That's the way they got it going.
Now, is that right? The young ones wouldn't care about the time.
They didn't like it. Getting burnt with a hot iron too much, from one thing or another.
They try to get out of the farm. Well, now, how did your brother fit in there? How did he get lined up on that truck?
Well, he was always in the garage there, you know, and I don't know how he did come to get in on the fire chief business, but he was a fire chief there for years and years.
Well, he was a chief. He kept it going.
Well, he looked so much like me that one time I hired out in the alfalfa mill. I was supposed to go to work on a Thursday, and he was down to the station. This alfalfa mill was right side of the railroad station. And he was down at the railroad station for something on a Tuesday, and this old fellow that run the alfalfa mill says, "Come on over and go to work," he says. "It might just all start today as anytime." So he went over and went to work. Thursday, I went down too to get my job, see. And this old German fellow, he looked, you know, and he said, "My gosh," he says, "it's the two of you boys." Well, he says, "By God, I don't know, make a difference." He says, "You come to work just the same." So we both worked there. Yeah, he was a good worker. He worked for years there for that Reynolds garage. Of course, if he wasn't on the tow truck, he'd work around the garage there or something, too. That was his main business, was on the tow truck.
Yeah, he could make a living on that tow truck.
Yeah. He must have made pretty good money there somewhere. He got, he raised 10 kids.
Is that right?
Even two was all I could afford.
You could have taken one or two off the can, boy.
Shows him up on the front.
Yeah.
Jerry Loomis. This fellow here got killed in the strike. He was one of them big trucks run right over him. He went out and tried to stop it, but the truck run right over him, killed him. Paul hit.
Well, somebody else got rough on that at that time, didn't they?
Huh?
That truck driver got rough that time.
Yeah. This Jerry Loomis. I put on the radio broadcast on the strike from Surrey Zoo, and he lived up to Pulaski, and I was supposed to go up to Pulaski and be the speaker up there that night. I went up and after the meeting, I said to Jerry, I had the hot spot in the state. The county of Madison County down there was considered the hot spot of the state in the strike every year when they had a strike. And I said to Jerry, if I get in jail down there, will you come down and bail me out? No, sir, he said. If you don't know any more than getting in jail, he said, you stay there. Well, after the meeting that night, we went over to the restaurant and had a big dinner over there before we started for home, because I was about 150 miles from home. And I hadn't only just got home. I hadn't been home in 15, 20 minutes, and the telephone rang. I answered the telephone, and it was the Syracuse Herald paper. Calling, wanting to know if I knew Jerry Loomis was dead. And I said, gee, you know, I said, a couple hours ago. I was there about 3 hours ago. I was there at the restaurant eating with him. He said, we know all about it. But he says, you know, he went home. And he told his wife that he was tired out. He was going to lay down in a few minutes, and then he wanted her to make him a cup of coffee. She got the coffee made and went to get him, and he was dead in a minute. He'd had a heart attack.
And he didn't know anything. He didn't know his heart was
wrong. Well, yeah, he'd had heart trouble for quite a while. I guess he wasn't very active in the strike. He'd been down there in my territory when we were just organizing there, and I was out training up members. He came down to help me.
And to be members, all they had to do was agree to pay so much.
Enough of 100. Always ready to pick up any extra nickel that you could get for them else, but they didn't want to spend a nickel to help get it. We'd call up the dealers out of New York, and we generally had a meeting in Utica in the Hamilton Hotel, and we'd argue it out and get a little extra out of the milk. Had a meeting in the Hamilton Hotel up there in Utica, and they argued out with the dealers. The New York City at that time had 212 dealers. There were 12 Irishmen, the others were all Jews. And they'd generally be from 25 to 50 of them Jews from New York. some of them Jews are just as black as any niggas is in Florida.
How did they get that way?
Huh? How would they get that way? I don't know. They tell me that there's some of them Jews in the old country there that are black like that.
They started crossing blood?
I guess so. I don't know. They must be.
Are Arabs supposed to be black?
Yeah. Come on. You take them Syrians, you know, them Syrians are just as black as me. They put on a bingo party every Tuesday night. You know, I used to play bingo in the club for it. I got out of it.
You ran into a place.
Huh? Ran into
a place.
Yeah. Puppeteers, I used to turn over a little money to the to the milk site, excuse me.
Were stripes a frequent part of your picture up there? Did you have stripes often?
Stripes often?
Yeah.
No, just about once a year or so. In August, they generally had them. That's when the milk supply was about the lowest. That might have been all right. Because they had a heavy wheel on them.
Wooden wheel.
Yeah.
So what do they do? And they have milk stripes in order to get the prices up when the milk is in short supply? Is that the thing?
Generally run about a week.
gets pretty rough.
Well, sometimes it gets kind of rough.
Those dances you used to put on. The Poles do a lot of pokers.
Good one.
The Poles do a lot of pokers, get out and stomp on the floor.
Oh, yes. Yes. Dance the polka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do square dancing?
Yeah. The square dance, they had every other one a square dance and every one a round dance.
Now I'm going to show my ignorance, so what's the difference between a square dance and a round dance?
The round dance, you just have one partner and you dance together all the while through the music place.
Mm-hmm.
The square dance, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, square dance.
Oh. Well, you have to be pretty good to know how to call a square dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The most of them are singing.
Can't call it, can't.
I'm going to stay here for a minute to help service.